September 12th. And a little child will lead them. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages: Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 21, Psalm 56, verses 1 through 13, and Proverbs chapter 23, verses 6 through 8. We continue with Isaiah's prophetic writings and learn of Jesus' coming predicted in these verses. Jesse was the father of David, as we know, and from the line of David. We can trace the lineage of both Joseph and Mary, the earthly parents of Jesus, the Messiah. Isaiah says, starting in verse 1, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord." And in that day of the second coming of Jesus the Messiah, this is the utopian imagery we are told we will see. Starting in verse 6, Isaiah writes, "The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." What amazing imagery indeed! It defies all reason. It is the stuff fantasies are made of. Turning now to our continued reading of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, we find an interesting passage which reflects in Paul the very universal human nature of our insecurities. Paul says in verse 20, "For I am afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be, and you may not find me as you want me to be." Next, we look at our psalm for the day and find David making a forceful affirmation of his trust in the Lord. He says in verse 12, "I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." Finally, a few verses from the book of Proverbs in continuation with yesterday's dining etiquette advice. Solomon, wise king of Israel, says this in verse 6, "Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments." May God bless the reading and reflection of his word.